AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine is throwing weekend plans up in the air along the East Coast.
Hermine caused two deaths and damaged property from Florida to Virginia. And forecasters expect the storm to regain hurricane force today as it travels up the coast. On the beachfront in Cape May, New Jersey, Robin Wendt says her bed and breakfast is feeling the effects even before the first drop of rain.
I had several that decided to leave early and several that decided not to come.
Governors all along the coast announced emergency preparations. Tropical storm warnings were in effect as far north as Connecticut. I'm Martin DeCaro.
In Florida, only about 80,000 customers are now without power as a result of Hermine. Brian Garner is with Florida Power and Light.
The electric grid held up very well, again, because of the investments we've made in the grid. We swapped out many wooden poles for concrete poles. We have added smart grid technology, and all of this helped us keep people from losing power.
Farther to the north in Massachusetts, some ferry service has been canceled between Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Bernie Sanders has a message for his young supporters who are now looking for a candidate. He advises against support for the Libertarian or Green Party candidates.
Either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is going to become president of the United States. And there is no question to my mind that Hillary Clinton is far, far, far and away the superior candidate. Look at the issues.
Sanders was on NBC's Meet the Press. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says Hillary Clinton is taking victory for granted.
She's doing this whiplash-like tour between Hollywood, the Hamptons, Martha Vineyard, raising money and ignoring the voters, thinking, hey, I've got this one. I can win through many different paths through the electoral map, and we're taking every state seriously.
Conway was on ABC's This Week. Officials plan to review security arrangements in the lobby of a jail in Central California. Two unarmed officers were shot and wounded to see if any charges will be filed. The officers were critically wounded. This is AP Radio News. Today at the Vatican. Mother Teresa was canonized a saint. The AP's Nicole Winfield in Rome reports the new name may be difficult to get used to.
The Pope acknowledged that it might be difficult now to change the way that we refer to Mother Teresa as Saint Teresa. He said she was such a tender, motherly presence that I think she will always still be known as Mother Teresa, even though she is now the newest saint in the Catholic Church.
For the Pope, Mother Teresa put into action his ideal of the Church as a field hospital for those suffering both material and spiritual poverty. At the U.S. Open today in New York, Marcos Bagatis of Cyprus was caught using his cell phone during a changeover during a match. He was admonished by the chair umpire. Bagatis explained to reporters that he was trying to send a message to his wife. He eventually lost the match. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.